Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, July 13th. If you're curious where I am, we are house-sitting a very busy home while the parents are on vacation. But let us go. Tesla is the most sought-after car brand in the USA and the world, at least according to one survey. Auto Trader released a study analyzing Google search data of people searching to buy vehicles from specific brands. In the US, Tesla was the most searched car brand in more than half the states, including some of the most popular ones like California and New York. Tesla also did very well on the world stage, dominating North America, Europe, and Asia. In the USA, Tesla was leading, with Jeep coming in second place, and BMW and Toyota close on its tail. Now, of course, this search data isn't really proving intent to purchase or even favorability, but with the Tesla brand dominating worldwide sales, it stands to reason that this data does indeed reflect a measure of goodwill. Tesla aims to build a new factory in India that would produce about 500,000 units of a $24,000 electric car, according to a local report. Last month, Elon Musk indeed did meet with the Prime Minister, and after the meeting, he said that Tesla would be making an investment as soon as humanly possible. But now a new report from the Times of India goes a step further, citing a specific production goal. Tesla has made no bones about their ambitions to make a cheaper electric car, and so far, signs have been pointing to a Chinese design and Chinese manufacture. According to this report, Tesla would also produce vehicles at the Indian factory for exports to the Indo-Pacific region. Now, while India does have tough restrictions on importation, other markets may already be served by Gigafactory Shanghai exports that are currently underway. Tesla does have a history and, frankly, the ability to change plans quite rapidly. However, this report is not airtight. The CEO of Chinese automaker NIO, whose name is William Li, has taken note of unequal treatment between the auto markets of China and the USA and is demanding changes so the US consumers can benefit from the advances of innovation and technology that Chinese EVs can offer. In a recent interview with the Financial Times, Li called on the U.S. government to offer Chinese automakers equal access to its market, similar to China's sales of Tesla EVs, as well as countless other joint ventures with American and European OEMs. Now, Li also made a point to say that three-quarters of NIO's investors come from outside of China, and that the automaker is currently listed on the New York Stock Exchange, despite not selling EVs in the USA. The federal tax credit, which outlines benefits for vehicles and batteries made in the U.S., have been volleyed with complaints from the likes of Toyota, Hyundai, and many more. So to see a Chinese automaker complaining of unfair treatment is not surprising in the least, and it's also not new, in the least. Since the beginning of recorded taxes, which is the beginning of recorded history itself, unfair treatment has been levied from one group of people to another. And it's the government's board, and we're all just pawns. I don't know, I'm getting a little philosophical. This week's episode is sponsored by Pedego Electric Bikes, America's number one electric bike retailer. Pedego believes in making e-bikes easy to use and incredibly fun to ride. That's why they offer an extensive selection of over 20 e-bike models, each with endless customization options. No matter your style or preference, Pedego has the perfect bike for you. That includes the Avenue, the company's newest model designed with a classic European look paired with modern features. It has a 500-watt motor, 48-volt battery, and a range of up to 56 miles on a single charge, making it perfect for commuting or leisurely rides around town. The Avenue comes in both a 28-inch classic step-through frame and a 26-inch step-through frame, making it accessible for any rider. With over 220 stores across the country, staffed with knowledgeable local experts and dedicated service technicians, Pedego ensures that you receive personalized attention and support every step of the way. Pedego also offers a 5-year warranty on all e-bikes, which is among the longest on the market right now. In July, Pedego is running an exclusive promotion for Electrek listeners. You can save up to $500 on their bikes, including the newest bike, the Avenue. You can visit pedego.com/electrek to get access or hit the link in the show notes. Thanks again to Pedego for sponsoring. The new survey shows that people want Tesla to make an electric bike, and they're willing to pay more for a Tesla-branded one, more so than any other. Tesla fans and investors have often asked the automaker to build new electric vehicles in segments like the electric motorcycle segment, e-bikes, and scooters. However, Elon Musk has ruled out electric motorcycles, at least, because he believes them to be too dangerous. I suppose when Elon sold flamethrowers, perhaps his kids were too small for him to discern the threat at that time, but at any rate, Musk has previously said that Tesla might do an electric bike. And now, ebikes.org has done some market research and found that many buyers want Tesla to get into the biz. Their survey shows that people would be willing to pay over $2,200 on average for a Tesla e-bike. Now, in terms of e-bikes, that's not terribly expensive. However, the industry does have a long history of sticker shock, with most customers initially saying they would be willing to pay about $500 for any given bike. Now, what's interesting is that the study cites that the most desired brand for women would be an electric bike from Tiffany & Company. Now, if you ask me, you know, a survey of one, I would like to see an electric bike from Taco Bell, because the idea of eating Taco Bell food and then having to ride a bicycle to get somewhere is just a recipe for hilarity. Hilarity? Hilariousness? Something. Solar electric three-wheeled vehicle, the Aptera, is now on their Gamma prototype, and it is overseas right now doing aerodynamic testing in the real world instead of the digital one. The company is confident that when the results come in, the Aptera will have the lowest aerodynamic drag coefficient of any production passenger car. It's not exactly a car, depending on which municipality you're in, because of the three wheels. It is largely considered an autocycle, although I believe there are some places, at least in the U.S., where it might be considered a motorcycle by legal standards. We're kind of getting in the weeds there. In Aptera's previous incarnation, the vehicle supposedly had a drag coefficient of 0.15, but that one never made it to production. Early on, Aptera claimed that this new iteration that they have now would even beat that mark with 0.13. Now, this is highly impressive. However, the more difficult part about their claim is when they say it's the most aerodynamic of any production car. There's a long way to go before they make it to production, and we sincerely wish them the best, because the road for EV startups, especially solar, is fraught with peril. In today's community comment found on YouTube, LloydGray829 says, "Come on, Mike, where's Joey? Joey did a great job standing in for you. Maybe Joey can do the weekends. He has a great sense of humor. Who came up with the sound between the segments?" Well, thank you very much, Lloyd. I will let Joey know. This has been a very turbulent week, and being sick was certainly fuel on the fire, but regarding the sound, it actually came from a very short snippet of a song called The Church of Eight Wheels, a simple funk track that I use for the beginning and end of each one of these segments. I've got a link in the description if you want to jam out on your roller skates in the kitchen, because I know I have, at least once. Thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.